his coat in here?
A little bit. Not that bad.
Ma'am, just...
He's cold.
You got the jacket on. You got the jacket on, long sleeve shirt on.
He ought to come to the bike if he thinks this is cold.
Yeah, that's right. You never know what that's gonna be.
Yes, ready? Call to order, Board of Works for June the 10th. Need approval of the May 28th minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. This past weekend was at Trinox County. We had 150 participants this year. I want to thank all of our sponsors, all of our volunteers, all the participants for coming out. It was a great time. Today, our summer food service program started. We're partnering with the VCSC. They have satellites throughout the community. Greg Park is now one of them they have the food program, and they partner with the USDA. It's Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Greg Park. The menu is on our Facebook, and on the VCSC today was the kickoff. We had 115 people come out and eat today.
Great.
They had a little bit more expanded menu. They had hot dogs and grilled corn and grilled asparagus and watermelon. But the meals will be Monday through Friday, and this will go until the end of July. We also, tomorrow, we have our fresh air fitness classes, which we started last week. Those are at Leicester Square at the fitness park. Sophia Lane is a senior at Purdue. She majors in kinesiology. She has a concentration in clinical exercise physiology. She works with Good Samaritan Hospital. We have partnered with them, Amy Foff. She's manager of the outpatient physical medicine and sports department. The classes are 9:30 in the morning and 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays at Leicester Square. They're low impact. Anybody can do them at your own pace. We're very glad that we partnered with the hospital and that Sophia comes out and does this for us. This is a free class, and this will go through August. The pickleball courts, they were poured about a month ago. They have to cure for 30 days. They put a new fence in, painted all the posts. I talked to Don Page last week, who's been spearheading this project. We are hoping for July 6th, that Saturday, to have a ribbon cutting on that facility.
July 6th?
Yeah. That's not set in stone yet, but that's what we're... They look like they should be sealing it in the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about everybody that has been a part of this. We've had a lot of businesses and individuals that have stepped forward with time and money to make this happen. So we can't wait for this to get open in a couple weeks. The Tate Building, we talked about, that is now a rentable facility. It's our old office at 17 Hart Street. Has heating and air. Will hold up to 30 people. Has restrooms. We've started that. It's $50 for the day.
And so then, you had takers on that?
Yeah, we've had, I think, three rentals
already. Have you? Okay, great.
We have a program with WVUB called Blazer Pack the Park. Last Tuesday, they were at Four Lakes. Our next one is June 21st, which is next Friday, which is National Go Skate Day. We will be at Leicester Square from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Home base skate a company here in town will be having a activity that evening also, and this will be free. And then the Greg Park Shelter House is pretty much completed. We have to wait for DNR to do a final walkthrough. We want to thank Pittman Construction. They did an excellent job. Our next step with that is hopefully to do the roof this year and have that facility completely done. And that's all.
That's all?
Thanks, Steve.
But there's not enough to do in Vincennes, though, right? Good job.
How you follow that up?
Right.
Dusty Looking, Vincennes Police Department. I just had a few things. First of all, we had our three officers graduate from the police academy, which was great. They hit the ground running. They're out on their own already, sharp as a tack, and really great. Impressed with those officers. So. They are out, and that's really helped our manpower out. And we are currently still one officer short, but we have Taylor Butler, who's doing his pre-basic this week, who is our newest rookie. But everything's moving right along on that. Lastly, I talked to you guys about, we had a vehicle that was totaled. It was an accident. It was not our fault. We did get payment from insurance on that, and the money obviously was returned to our repairs. And we have purchased another vehicle to replace that. We're working on getting it back up and running now. So
great.
That's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dustin. Street sanitation, Bryce.
We're doing our best to stay ahead of the grass growing, which we're not doing a very good job at that. But we're doing that, and then as soon as we can get that caught up, we anticipate doing what we did last year, renting some equipment to work in the alleys. It kind of ends up the alleys and kind of puts the bed down in there a little better than what we have. So it's a constant problem. That's what we're looking at.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Bryce. City engineer.
Main Street is picking up steam. We have the subgrade treatment completed. We have the first stone layer down. I've received the new schedule from Kearns, and it still looks good for having the road opened to traffic before school starts. And we could be looking at the first lift of asphalt in about 2 weeks. So really starting to move on.
Great.
Okay, thanks. Okay, no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Camp Wildwood banner request, Mr. Gislason. I think there's two requests in here.
Gentlemen, I'm Jim Gislason from Camp Wildwood. I have two requests. First banner is for our pancake breakfast for 2 weeks, starting August 5th through the 19th. And then for the spaghetti dinner, 2 weeks, October 7th through the 21st.
And she's got the insurance and availability there, so.
Okay. So we'll do both these at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve two banner requests from Camp Wildwood. One for the pancake breakfast on August 17th with banners on 2nd Street for a week on August 5th and Hart Street for a week on August 12th. And then for the spaghetti dinner on October 19th to run on Hart Street for 2 weeks starting October 7th.
I'll second them both.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Next is Watermelon Festival request, Jamie Neal.
Long time no see.
I know. Good afternoon. Same request as we've done in the past to close Main Street between 1st and 2nd, Patrick Henry Drive, and Market Street, as well as all the space reservations.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the aforementioned Watermelon Festival request as in the previous season by Ms. Neal.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Next is Cystic Fibrosis Great Strides banner and street closure. Tammy Howe. You should have all that. Everything's
right.
Good.
Hi. We're gearing up for our 8th annual Great Strides Walk for Cystic Fibrosis. And as in the past, I've asked to have certain streets at BU closed, and you guys should have a map. And the reason we asked for this closing is because we have the indoor rec center activity starting there, and they're crossing back and forth to the VU track to walk outside. And we usually close them in mid-morning. I think I put 9 or 10, and they can be open back up in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then also to have two banners hung for the 2 weeks prior to it. And I think we said September 2nd, but I think that's Labor Day. So we'll go, it'll be September 3rd.
Okay. Okay, so we're making a motion to approve the hanging of banners for the Cystic Fibrosis Great Stride Walk on Sunday, September 15th for a 2 week period of time on Hart Street and in early September, and then 2 weeks on College Avenue during the same time period, and also approving the walk as has been done in the last several years.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck. Question here.
And they have this, they'll have people there to open it for, yeah.
The station three, that's a main artery for them.
Yeah, it's never been a problem in the past. I mean, they just.
They have any fires in there.
They just have the wooden, you know, it's not. The whole street's not blocked, but it just kind of slows people down to better to not find out through this is a big campus, you know?
But they need to get through.
They can get through, yeah.
You could have stayed up here for this.
He likes it.
I gotta follow the normal protocol.
Okay. Pavilion use, tended pavilion use, United Way, Mark Hill.
So, switching hats, the United Way has its annual kickoff event on the last Thursday in August. So we are planning on using the River Walk with an outdoor event featuring our agencies and probably other activities that will take place. It'll be defined more next week. But in case of inclement weather, we wanted to reserve the pavilion just in case. So that's my motion, is actually to request the use of the pavilion on August the 29th.
Yep.
29th. And I have filled out the appropriate paperwork and submitted it.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the rental of the Vincennes Riverfront Pavilion as presented.
And I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next is the document 2016R04368. Mr. Rolligan.
This is really from the Utility Services Board. Back in 2016, we vacated an old sewer line and to move it for the old Kmart property for Klein development. And they're doing some tile work out there. And Exhibit B to the ordinance is illegible. There's a drawing on that. We still have the entire easement, and there's a drawing that shows the part that's vacated and also where the new line goes in. So this is a, is that the right one? Are we talking about the,
We're talking about the Klein.
Yeah, well, that's just something that we had the mayor sign so that the title company knows exactly where that line is. You may not have Exhibit B. They did it.
No, we didn't have an exhibit. Okay.
And then the second document is the grant of license. When we did the, when Klein's donated the street to connect Park Street to Main Street for the roundabout, they were supposed to get a ability to maintain the roundabout as to landscaping and decoration. Mm. But the grant, the license said that the grantee would, or the grantor would take care of it, which is, or the grantee, which is the city of Vincennes. Mm. So that was just a typographical error. This grant's Heath and Amy Klein and their company, Kendall Point LLC, the ability to maintain that area in the center of the roundabout.
So it would be their responsibility to
take
it on. And successors to.
Right.
It was just grantee, grantor, you know,
right.
All legal sounding.
And they're in full agreement and understand
that they asked for this to be done.
Right. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the deed document number 2016R04368 as described eloquently by City Attorney Dave Rolligan.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, miscellaneous. I have Chief Pink Staff with a request.
Hello, St. Pink Staff, Fire Chief Vincennes Fire Department. As the governing body of the Fire Department, the Board of Works, I am requesting that you approve a more detailed outlined light duty policy for the City Fire Department. No way, shape, or form is this to be any type of disciplinary action. It's more so to keep the firefighter engaged, if you will, to be able to attend training, if, you know, not in classroom training, and follow strictly by the guidelines set forth by their health care provider. States a couple other things in there, including FMLA, but I'm just want to put this out as a directive for our department, and again ask you as the governing body of the Vincennes Fire Department for your approval.
And basically this is just copied off the police department for
it is mirrored
what they've already got in place.
Right, what they already have in place, just with some wording changes from, you know, Vincennes Police to Vincennes Fire, from officer to firefighter, and a couple other things that just pertain to us.
And Chief, you haven't had any issues since you put this policy in place?
No. It's been a part of our operational guidelines for quite some time, and you know, just like Chief Beatstaff said, they obviously they have different duties than what we have, or different
right.
assignments they would need to utilize, but
right.
we've been successful
in okay.
the policy for quite a while now.
Great. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Vincennes Fire Department temporary light duty policy as described by Chief Pinkstaff.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And it ought to also be mentioned that the city attorney looked at this and was good with it.
That is correct, yes.
Right, pretty good. And this doesn't require any other action from the council or any other?
Effect immediately.
Yeah, and it takes effect immediately?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, nothing else. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.